Florida's Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, has released two rounds of water quality test results. Officials say groundwater in Collier County has not been impacted by the controversial drilling at the Collier Hogan well. Last December, the Dan A. Hughes Company performed an unauthorized oil extraction procedure similar to fracking. The company was fined and asked to test nearby water. Now the company is locked in a legal dispute, so the state decided to conduct its own test at the request of county officials and angry residents. But water policy experts like Jennifer Hecker with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida say the state isn't drilling test wells deep enough.
Fracking-like activity would be very deep in the ground beneath our aquifers that we use for public water supply. So that's where the groundwater monitoring wells should have been installed. Unfortunately, they installed very shallow wells, which are sampling an area which would be practically the last place one would find the contamination from this type of activity.
Hecker says testing should be conducted at no less than 900 feet. The DEP is testing at 13 feet. Officials eventually plan to test at a well that's 400 feet deep. In a press release, DEP officials said because groundwater is close to the surface in that region, the, quote, shallow depths of these wells is the location most likely to be the first impacted by activities at the site and therefore yield the most accurate results at this point in the process, end quote. Hecker says she's concerned these results will give people a false sense of security. She says the DEP needs to more effectively protect water quality in the area. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.